We are on some level continuing what we have been doing this year, although it's definitely been a while. And we're going to try to focus, we'll clarify what exactly we're going to try to do in Kaitzman, at least a little bit. In general, there is a, we've spoken a lot about the avoda of the karbanos. We spoke a lot really about the process from the way beginning to the end, a lot of what happened. We spoke about how you're makdish a karban. We spoke about the shechita of a karban, the kabbalah, the holacha, the zrika. We spoke about the haktara, when you offer part of it on the mizbeach. We spoke about the achila of the karban. We spoke about smicha. We spoke about vidoy. We really did, I think, a decent job talking about a lot of the basics in terms of the avoda. What we're going to try to do now, at least, is to speak about some of the other things which took place in the Beis HaMikdash, some other activities that were performed, and whether or not those activities qualify or would not qualify as an avoda inside the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to speak about tonight a mitzvah, which is a sugya and meseches Yuma and Daf Chav Dalet. It happens to be a very famous discussion in the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha, but it relates to what you find in Parshas Tzavah also, and it's in Parshas Truma, discussion of the menorah, and that is the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah, that we know that in the Beis HaMikdash there were different kalim that were present, there were different vessels that were there. The most central, assuming that you categorize it as a kli, was the Aron, which was located in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But there's also a Shulchan, and there's a Menorah, and there are Mizbeachs. And we spoke years ago in this slot, Dafkan Akaitzman, about 8 years ago. We spoke about the Klei HaMikdash. So then we spoke a little bit about Menorah. There's some overlap, and I apologize certainly for that. But we're going to try to understand a little bit about the status of Hadlakas HaMenorah, what exactly how we relate to it. In general, the Rishonim discuss what the purpose of the menorah, what purpose of the serve in the Beis HaMikdash. We know that the karbanos, as an example, are important for us to be able to achieve kapara. It may be important for us in our relationship with Ribono Sha'olam, even in non-kapara kinds of ways. It's a daron. It allows us to become closer to Ribono Sha'olam. But what role does the menorah play? So the Ramban writes in Bamidbar Ches Dalet that part of what the value of a menorah is kichen yiyah mitzvah ledoros laso samimenu leromim es beis elokeinu. It uplifts the status of beis elokeinu. You walk into a place and the lights are off. You walk into a place and it's dark. You walk into a place, it's not as chashu, it'll be a place, and there's, you know, a beautiful set of candles there, candelabra, it's something which is really very, very beautiful, that uplifts the quality of the place that you are in. Rabbeinu Bechai, Al Torah, and Shmos, Chaf Aleph, Lamed Aleph, happens to add a little bit, isn't just l'romim to uplift the Beis HaMikdash, but rather also, it is k'dei l'gvoa b'nefesh, ma'ala sabayis v'yir aso. There's a variety of things, says Rabbeinu Bechai, the purpose of the menorah is that it strengthens within us an appreciation of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ribono Sha'olam doesn't need it. It's that when we walk in and we see the menorah there, it's going to help cultivate a certain kind of attitude when you walk into the Beis HaMikdash. Mashallah Mahadah, or where you find a similar phenomenon, like the Rambam and Mor Nebuchim, when he ascribes the rationale behind all the dinim of Tumah V'Tahara, the Rambam, unlike the Ramban and the Kuzari and many others, the Rambam says Tumah and Tahara, not that you're spiritually dirty or unclean, but that there have to be rules that most dini Tumah V'Tahara manifest themselves as far as the person's capacity to enter into Beis HaMikdash. So says the Rambam, Mor Nebuchim, that part of the goal of Tumah V'Tahara is that having rules so that you can't just stop enter the Beis HaMikdash. Right. It's rules that you can't stop just walk in. We want to have a certain sort of Mora Mikdash, a certain kind of fear and awe of Beis HaMikdash. That's one of the reasons why many post-gam are opposed to going into Har HaBayis. It's part of that Mora Mikdash kind of an idea. Lichtenstein and others have mentioned that at least as a potential svara, or at least as one reason why some personally do not go up. What we want to try to figure out is the status of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Is it an avoda or is it not an avoda? On one level, that is not a complicated question because it is an explicit Gemara in Meseches Yuma on Daf Chaf Dalet. The Gemara tells us in Yuma on Daf Chaf Dalet, we're speaking there a little bit about Trumas Hadeshen and different avodas as to whether a zar, a non-kohen, performs them. So the Gemara there comments, what would happen if a zar would light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Would he be chayev? Because the zar is prohibited from doing avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara very simply, hadlaka lav avoda hi. The Gemara reiterates that a line or two beneath it. Hadlaka is not considered to be an avoda. And therefore, if a czar, if a non-Kohen would light, he would not be in violation at all. He would not be chayav misa the way that a czar typically is if he does avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Why does it get more complicated? It's a bit more complicated because of a kasha that is asked by many, many of the Rishonim. It's asked by the Tovos Yishanim there in Yuma, it's asked by the Meiri, the Ritva, and a variety of others. And the question is a very simple question. Is it not a pasuk that you require a Kohen to light the menorah? Halosha es haneros. Who gets the command? It goes to Aaron HaKohen. Aaron's command, light the menorah. It happens to be many of us even remember, Rashi in his Perush Al Torah makes a big deal about how it's Aaron. The Smichas Parshios of the end of Nasos, the beginning of Bahaloscha, that all the other Nasiim were able to offer Karbanos at the Chanukas Habayis when we initially inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, all the Nasiim did, and Aaron felt a little bit bad. So Hashem says to Aaron, don't feel so bad. You're going to be able, Bahaloscha, as Haneros, you're going to be able to light the menorah. Ask the Rishonim, well, I don't understand how exactly does this work. Is it not the case that, in fact, Aaron is commanded to do so? How can the Gemara say the Hadlaka lav avoda hi? We also know, we'll just add a little bit, that sometimes when the Gemara says Hadlaka lav avoda, or something is lav avoda hi, it doesn't always mean that it's not really an avoda. We reference the Gemara later on Daf Membeis in Yuma, the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Yedalid, that the Gemara tells that Shkita is lav avoda hi, that Shkita in the Beis HaMikdash is not an avoda, and therefore a czar is allowed to do it. But nevertheless, we still know that there are certain discussions. We saw this in some of the Rishonim that Shchita may still be a partial avoda. It may still be a partial. We quoted a very beautiful pshat from Shachar and some other Achronim in terms of one day and Tobas Mitzvah Zvachim about an avoda mitzad the gavra or the chefta of the carbon and what it needs. But in general, the fact that it says avoda doesn't always mean it's not really an avoda. So we have to figure out in the Rishonim what status is Hadlakas HaMenorah. It doesn't seem to be a full avoda, but how much is it similar to an avoda? Is it different than avoda? Are any elements of it like an avoda? That's what we're going to try to explore a little bit tonight. The goal by the end, I hope I'm able to do this, is hopefully able to wrap things up enough to get a good enough hagdara. What does it mean to be an avoda in the Mikdash? But let's figure things out as follows. There are some Rishonim that seem to downplay this Gemara a little bit. Now, the Gemara says if a czar, if a non-Kohen lights, that he's not chayav misa. There are some that downplay this a little bit. The Ritva, As an example, understands within one daya that the Gemara is not telling you that a non-Kohen is allowed to light the menorah. When the Gemara says a czar is in chayav, the Gemara, this is referencing a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Gimel and Zvachim and Daf Yudayin, that the Gemara says that Big Day Kahuna, that a Kohen who doesn't wear Big Day Kahuna is like a czar. And if a Kohen does have Oda not wearing Pitikuna, then he's like a czar. Says the Ritva, one day, the Gemara doesn't mean that a non-Kohen can light the menorah. What it means is that if a Kohen would be lighting the menorah not in his Big Day Kahuna, so then he wouldn't be Chayav Misa. What you see for that on some level is, fine, it's not a full regular avoda with the same need for Big Day Kahuna, that's true, but it's also not like nothing that a czar can come along and a czar can stam light it. So that one day in the Ritva brings it a little bit closer to the world of avoda. We'll get someone who's more extreme in a little bit. It's lav dafka as extreme. If you remember from the Gemara and Daf Mem Beis, we know from Shchitas Paraduma, there are things that are not considered to be an avoda that still require a Kohen, But at minimum, it's a little bit closer, certainly than some of the other Shitos that we're going to see. The most extreme Shita in the other direction is Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes very famously, B'chein Hadlakas Haneros Kshera Bizarim, a non-Kohen is allowed to light the menorah. Now the Shaila is how he does it, because as the Meiri points out, there's an Isser of Bias Mikdash, a czar is not allowed to go to where the menorah is. So how is he going to be lighting it? So the Meiri first says, well, I mean, it's if he would go in and he violated the Isser, Bias Mikdash, so then if he would light it, he wouldn't violate the Isser, Midin, Hadlakas HaMenorah. Fine. The Rambam's case is different. The Rambam says, how's he going to light? Says the Rambam, V'fichach emhitif ha-kohen et ha-neirah. The Kohen sets it all up. V'hotzian lachutz. And he brings out the menorah outside from where it is. Then mutter zar lahadlikan. And a non-Kohen is allowed to light it. The Ravid is bothered because the Ravid points out it's one thing to say that a zar would light it, it'd be kosher b'di'evet. But the Rambam seems to be saying that it's lichatchila, it's okay. That lichatchila, a non-Kohen is allowed to light it as long as you get around the issue of him not being able to go inside. As long as you bring it outside, then you are entirely good to go. As the Devar Avram points out, as do many others, that it's very clear for Shitas HaRambam, it's really not an avoda that much. It's really not. And therefore, there isn't even a need on a lichatchila level for Rambam for a Kohen to do it. A Zara can straight up do it. It's all good. As Devar Avram points out, that even the Ravid fundamentally agrees to Rambam. The Ravid holds that in a chanami, a zar shouldn't do it lechatchila, but he could be the evet. Says the Dvar Avram, in truth, even the Ravid knows it's not an avod at all, and even the Ravid knows that a non-Kohen is allowed to do it. Thus, the Ravid thought as follows. Since Bederach Klal, the menorah is located where a zar can't go, that when the Torah gave the tzivoy to light the menorah, Mistama had in mind that it was going to be done by a Kohen. So Mistama, the mitzvah, at least lechatchila, should be done by a Kohen. But what about the pasuk of Bahalosra es haneros? What about the pasuk of Bahalosra es haneros? If it's really lechatchila, even a non-Kohen can do it, how can the pasuk Bahalosra? So the Ritva, again, not explaining the Rambam, but the Ritva explains the pasuk. He says the reality is, it actually never says in the pasuk a Kohen's chayav to do it. It's the hachid lo afki b'lashon chiyav. The Torah never says Kohen or chayav to do it. It's that Aaron was going to be the one that was lighting it, but it's not explicit anywhere that the Kohen's actually chayav to do it. V'yamer b'halos or b'halos halomer delav avodi l'chayav l'misa bizar. It's not really considered to be, you know, in avoda the cholpa shtar Rambam. It's not really considered to be an avoda. In that sense, we seem to have a little bit of a machlokas when it comes to hadlakas haminorah. Is it bichlal not shayach to the world of an avoda at all? A non-Kohen can do it lechatchila. Don't get too caught up in the Kohen Kohana being there. Or alternatively, is it closer to? Is it more similar to an avoda? And perhaps a non-Kohen really couldn't be lighting. It happens to me, if you read the Ritva, I think Hayyur Medayik and the Ritva writes in the day we just quoted, he says, why is it saying Amar Bahalos Bahaloscha Lomar? The lava vodihi lechayiv aleha misa bizar. It could be that what the Ritva is saying is that Aliba de MS, it really is an avoda on some level. It's just not the kind of avoda which can generate misa bizar, which can generate misa bizar, which is the context of the Gemara itself. So in that sense, one way of at least looking at the Gemara is that when the Gemara says halak lava vodehi, it means le'inyan misa bizar, le'inyan misa bizar. But either way, we seem to have a little bit of a machlokas exactly how we're going to structure these things a little bit. At least again, one way of formulating it. Yeah. We'll get there. I want to talk about Shechita comparison a little bit. The Kesef Mishnah Dafka, a lot of the Achronim talk about, there's two parallels here. Some Achronim speak, the Kesef Mishnah speaks about this, but some Achronim speak about how it relates to the Zahar's ability to do Shechita. Is that Lechatchila also, and would have the same parameters? Some speak about it in comparing it to Menorah on Chanukah, many of us know. We're not going to talk about that right now, although that's interesting. The Hadlaka or Hanukah Osa Mitzvah and the Rambam Halakha Bechutz and all those things, that is not what we're talking about right now, only because we're in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer right now, and I don't know if like I'm like mentally there enough. Let me just try. I'm just nervous about timing. There's a lot of points out. Yeah, what's up? Okay.
The Rambam is saying that setting up
Kehillah seems to be. Okay. There is there are a lot of Achronim that offer certain Chilukim that put things a little bit more in the middle. And we'll see it in the most extreme way as we build. We'll talk about a Reb Chaim and Hilchos Bias Mikdash. We're going to speak about the Rugged Shaver. And then we'll stop share what is a beautiful vort from the Klosenberger and his Chuvas and Tiberi Tziv. Let's go as follows. Reb Chaim and Hilchos Bias Mikdash. So Reb Chaim initially, at least, is mechalik between two ways of lighting the menorah. Two ways of lighting the menorah. Says Reb Chaim, Eino Domet lighting the menorah when it's in its makom to lighting the menorah when it's out of its makom. Meaning, when you read that Rambam, that when you take it out of its makom and you put it outside, that then you're allowed to light. So is the pshat that the only problem was that a zar couldn't get in, and we had to take it out so the zar could light. But midin hadlakas haminorah, there's no real difference if it's inside or outside. It's the same kind of hadlakas haminorah. It's just that technically the zar can't make it inside, so he has to light it. He has to light it outside. But says Reb Chaim, at least initially, Vashir Yira Lomar, the MS Gamma Rambam Sphere Lake Kane, Yisoda Hach Mitzvah Dagas Aneros, Hidavka Bekoin Lachachila. Really, even the Rambam holds a Kohen should be lighting it Lachachila, like the Raivid. Meaning, even the Rambam's not as extreme to say Lachachila, you can have a non Kohen always. Achain Kolzeh, Rubin Madlik Bifnim. Masha'en Kane Bohutsi and Lachutz. So then, Maisad Laka Meshaikh Luhavi or Maisa Mitzvah Cloud. Then, what's the Dafka Behechal? Since the mitzvah is to light the menorah in the heichal, that's where the mitzvah is fulfilled. So when you light it outside of the heichal, so you're not really doing a real ma'isa mitzvah the same way, because there isn't really, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah at that moment when you light it, because the mitzvah is to light a menorah in the heichal, and you lit the menorah outside. That's not the same gather of a mitzvah, says Reb Chaim. But when you light it inside, so then when you put it down, like the Hanukkah mashal, when you put it down later, that's when you lay mekayim the mitzvah fully. Akeim memela de lo shayach mitzvah kahuna, our bahadlaka rakish and madlika bimikoma aval kishotzia lachutz. Then sfilei Rambam de mutter gam lazar kevan de ena od bichlal hadlakas haminora klal. So suggests Rukhaim that may be the difference. Rukhaim backtracks on this a little bit, but he suggests that, oh, what about the Gemara Salakalab Vodahi? I'm saying really you should let it inside. I've got the Sugya Diyuma Mavur Lakalab Vodahi, Halokoze Rakla in Kiev Misa Dizaras, in the Emra Rak Ba'avoda, Mashenka in the Iko of Hakshera, Kiva Dixiva Kahuna, Imkara, the Lomatin Dixir Bazaar. It could be that less Pasha to have a Zar come along and do it. But Chaim later on elaborates on an idea which is relevant to Neor Shabbos also, which is maybe part of the reason why we're more makel with having a zar light, depends on if the mitzvah is more focused on the result of being lit, so we may care a little bit less about who is the one that's doing it, because it's more focused on the result itself. So at least one way of going for Chaim is maybe even the Rambam's not as extreme. It may not really be in Avoda, but when you're lighting the Mekoma, when you're lighting in the Heichal, you're being Mekayim, then we may have a greater Hakpada of becoming al yedei hakohen, then we may have a little bit of a greater of a higher standard. Just very, very quickly. Yeah, what's up? Maybe Reb Chaim's a minimum. Oh, even Reb Chaim thinks that it could be b'dieved to be okay inside, or you're not chayv misa inside. He's not saying that Gemara is only about that. Yeah. Pasha's not nevoda. Zar can't do about this. The only possible exception is would be maybe something like Shkita, which we'll get to a little bit. Pashtus. That's the Pashtus. Okay. There is a the Rukachover has a, as we begin to be Tovil in his waters, the Rukachover in a couple of different places, I guess so. The Rukachover in a couple of different places, or you guys show us, has a different suggestion, which is very, very intriguing. And Brachos Yud Aleph Tesvav. It's Kedai, again, along these lines a little bit. The Brisker Rav and Yuma and Daf Yudalid. It's also the Tzavos Paneach in the Kasha quotes it. In the Sefer, it's in Tzavos Paneach in Michtavei Torah, Amud 38, where those of us that are beginning Kiddushin with Rav Kusman, so the Rukachover was into this idea of three Gedarim and things a lot. He has this idea a lot. Most Achronim don't have it by Kiddushin, but the Rukachover understood Begeder Menorah Yesh Gimel Dvarim, that there's three elements to what goes on with the menorah, and these three dinim are very, very intriguing. Number one, says the Rukachover, I'll go out of order a little bit, there is a mitzvah of hadlaka of lighting the Zion Neros. There's a mitzvah of lighting the Zion Neros that does not require Kohen at all. That is the subject of the Gemara in Masechta Yuma. stam a mitzvah to light the menorah. I wouldn't call it navoda. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Derech Agav, why would I call this not navoda? What's behind halakas menorah not being a navoda? A lot of it may be where you opened up with. That if you understand that halakas menorah is more about the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai, about making the mikdash a nicer place, that may not be enough to really be called an avoda. That may not be enough to really be called an avoda, and that may be part of what's behind here. Another idea, says the Ragachavar, a second idea, says the Ragachavar, is something else. And that is, let me just read it here inside. That it has to be lit. In that sense, one says the Ragachavar, you know, Shaila about Neir Shabbos, is the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNer, is the mitzvah that the Neiros be lit, relates to the Chanukah discussion also of Kafsa Zakakla, Kafsa Ein Zakakla, and what exactly the din is. Because Ragachavar, there's both dinim when it comes to lighting the menorah. It's a mitzvah, I have to do the Maisa Hadlaka, and it has to be lit, and it has to be lit. Says, point that the Ragachavar, he says, I think, and it's part of the style, which we don't have to talk about right now, the Ragachavar style, because I think I have rayas from three Rashis, Menachos Daf Kuf, Tmura Daf Yadalin, and Psachim Datsin and Pes. I think I have rayas from three Rashis that Halakas HaMenorah really is an avoda. Halakas HaMenorah really is an avoda. Oh, the Gemara says it's not. When the Gemara says it's not, that means it's referring to the Hadlaka of all Zion Neiros. That all Zion Neiros, that's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to light, a mitzvah that they be lit. But there's a third gather in which there is an avoda. What is that gather? So not all of the Neiros are considered to be equal. We know that when we light the Neiros, so there are seven Neiros that we light. And the din is, as Rambam describes, is a very important Briska Rava, Al Torah Parsh Baloscha about this, that the six candles are leaning into the Ner Ma'aravi, the Ner Ha'emtsa'i, that they're leading into the middle one associated with that, the middle rod of the menorah. When you light that, says Ragachavar, that requires a Kohen, and that is and has the Geder of an Avoda. That is and has the Geder of an Avoda. The Ragachavar, as a result, obviously is going to make a variety of assumptions, that when the Gemara says in Yuma that, you know, when the Rishonim talk about, she was, again, we'll talk about at some point, Ragachavar, but he has to make a variety of assumptions that you can be mechalik between those things, that you can be mechalik between the middle and the Neiros on the sides. Okay, so he's come to making that assumption. It happens to be that part of this is that is based on a comment of the Raavad about the bracha that you would recite on the Neiros in the Mikdash. His primary raya to this is the Toras Kohanim in Parshas Emor. Toras Kohanim Parshas Emor points out that Muchach the Ner Ma'arav Hayitzarech Dafik Kohen Ladlika Umishum Shu Madlik Osa Me'al HaMizbeach. Partially because that Ner Ma'arav would be lit from on top of the fire on top of the Mizbeach, and points out the Ragachavar, how do I square together a Gemara which says Halak Lavavodahi with and Sharon Bazaar with a Toras Kohanim which says a Kohen has to do it? Different dinim. Midin, the middle one's in avoda, and that a Kohen has to do. The others a Kohen does not have to do. The other Kohen has to do. Let's chazwe saw, and we'll end with an amazingly, I think, beautiful ha'ara. Alderech drush, I guess, or chesidus, or pneumius, whatever it is, that whatever word you use for these things. But there is a, but in general, we saw hadlakas ha'menorah. So it's a little bit complex. It's certainly a zar. If he does, it's not chayav misa. Whether it's an avoda or not is not so clear. Is it not an avoda at all, and a zar can do it lechatchila, and it's tama mitzvah, and it's all good, and the only possible problem is entering the Beis HaMikdash, the simple part of the Rambam, where the Devar Rambam seems to understand it, or is it possible that it's a little bit closer to? Maybe it's not an avoda l'inyan making a zar b'chayav misa, but maybe a Kohen should really be doing it, and maybe a Kohen doesn't need the same kind of bitei kahuna, but it's a little bit closer to it. And at least for some, or for Reb Chaim, maybe it's a chiluk in doing it bimakoma or not bimakoma. But for the Ragachavar, he's the one that really emphasized that maybe it actually does have a status of avoda. Not closer to, but it's mamish like an avoda when it comes to the middle. Many of the nosekelim, many of the questions of Rambam point out that there does seem to be a connection between shechita and halakas haMenorah. Both of them, on the one hand, are kshera bizarre. Or at least appear to be, certainly for Rambam, Ark Sheira Bizarre. The Kesef Mishnah, when he quotes Shitas HaRambam, the Kesef Mishnah says, V'tam Moshe Rabbeinu, why can you light lechatchil the menorah? The lava vodihi misra nami shari kimo shchita shikshera bizarim. It's just like shchita, which is considered to be kosher. That comparison is there. The Divrei Yitziv, the Klosenberger points out that it's not so clear that all understand that they're really very, very similar. And it sounds in Rambam that we are extra makel when it comes to lighting the menorah. When it comes to menorah, we're really explicit lechatchila a non-zar can light it. And it's a little bit surprising even. As some of the Mefarshim point out, that you know, it comes to when it comes to shchita, the fact that a zar can do shchita, so the zar is one that's chayiv in the avoda. Generally speaking, the kohen is a shliach. So to say that a zar could do it is somewhat less surprising than lechatchila. But the menorah, the zar has no real shaychas in the world of mikdash. The fact that the zar could do it lechatchila is certainly very, very surprising. So what's the pshat? Why are we so mako when it comes to shchita? To allow him to be able to do it, especially when the pasuk says ba'alos ches haneros. Why would it be so meikel to allow a zar to do it? So the Klosenberger writes in Divrei Tzivra, Archaim, Smekuf Pei Dalet. I wish it's so connected to the beginning part of Emor, but we don't have time to talk about it. But the Klosenberger writes, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Bavasra and Daf Chafei Harotze Lahachkim Yadrim, that the world of the menorah is very much associated with Darum and Chachma. The menorah is associated with wisdom. Hanukkah time, people speak about that a lot. Lamed Vav Neiros and Lamed Vav Mesechus and Shas, a lot of Torah about that connection. Points out the Klosenberger the following idea. When it comes to the world of Chachma, when it comes to the world of Torah, so on that level, there is no chiluk between a Kohen and a Zar. When it comes to the menorah, which represents Talmud Torah, which represents Chachma, that's why it's in the southern part of the Heichal, the southern, which connotes Chachma, the menorah, which is a lot of parallels, we talked about this, I think, earlier this year, even a little bit, a lot of parallels to the world of Torah, so that even a zar can do. Because there's no chilak, as Rambam writes in the Talmud Torah, that as opposed to Keser Kahuna, which is limited to Zaro Shel Aaron HaKohen, the Keser Torah is Munach Bekeren Zavis, Kol Mi Sherotze Yabo Beitel, that everybody has access to that. That's why, again, Mamter Talmud Chacham is Kodem, like Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz, like Gemara tells us in Horios, and Daf Yigimel, because Ayadei Torah, a person can reach a higher Madrega, One way he says it, which is actually a little bit of an intriguing way of saying it, is because what happens when you become, a lot of Chassidim speak about this, again, we're really shifting away from Lundus right now, a lot of Chassidim speak about this, so when it comes to Talmud Torah, so part of what happens is that a person becomes a Bekam Chach, can have a Bechina of Kohen. Plus I can say from Malachi, that a Talmud Chacham can be like a Kohen. So part of what the Klosenberger says is that when a person is connected to the world of Chachma enough, they have a Din Kohen. In which case, that's why having him light is not going to be the biggest surprise in the world, because Hitaka has a Din Kohen. So it's not going to be the biggest deal. It's a phenomenon you have in a couple of different contexts, but not for now. Anyway, learn a little bit about Halakhos Menorah Mikdash. Let's, I guess, end with that.